And welcome back to the one and only Sidetrack Podcast. I am your host. So I feel like I only record these things when I get fucked up. Better yet, when people got me fucked up. So, alright. So I'm trying to come up with names for the story. So, the girl that got me fucked up, we're going to call her Winnie. The other girl, we're going to call her June. And the guy that is involved in this, we'll call him, what do we want to call him? What would be an appropriate name? Because, like, and this person does have authority over me, so I don't want to, like, fuck up my job, you know? So, let's call him Trent. That's better. I hope that's not your middle name. But anyway, so, I've been trying to get back to school and everything. And, you know, I'm just trying to finish my degree because it's fucking hard. Like, having anxiety, depression, sprinkled with a little bit of ADHD, you know, it's a hot mess over here. So, my thing is, well, my request was, I talked to Trent and I was like, can I do my homework while I'm at work? Because I'm not going to have time to do it anywhere else. Or, can I switch with someone so I can work morning, have the rest of the day off, you know, just so I can kind of relax, be at home, not have to worry about anything, you know. I was hoping to get my schedule switched. Currently, I'm working from 12 to 8 p.m. Sometimes I stay till 10, 11:30. Latest I've stayed is 1:45 in the morning. Didn't even get overtime for that, so that was cute. And let's just say I wasn't happy. Anywho, so Trent goes, yeah, you can do your homework while you're at work, that's fine. I'm glad you talked to me first, and I'm happy that you're going back to school. And I was like, hell yeah, let's get this party started. Even though currently I'm not in school, I just want to get the okay before I start, you know? Just so I don't get in trouble later and, you know, things go south before they're supposed to go north. And he was like, go ahead and talk to Winnie or June, see if they're okay with it. And, you know, get back to me. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I was really excited. I was like, okay, I'm hoping that either Winnie or June will be able to switch with me, just so I can finish school and get my degree. And I text Winnie. I'm like, hey, hope you're doing well. I didn't say that. Because we're not really that close. Like, June and I, we're kind of work besties, okay? She wants to do my hair so bad, but I'm literally about to shave it off because it's so damaged. I'm like, you can do the hair that I shave off and, like, sell it as a wig. I don't know. But anyway, we're kind of like work sisters, and like, yeah, I kind of need a break. Can we just get this, you know, get this process started so I can go back to school and feel like I have a secure spot at work? So I'm talking to Winnie, and I'm like, hey, are you open to switching to the night? Because I'm going back to school, and I need the extra time to study. Valid reason, right? Valid reason. I don't sound unreasonable when I'm saying I need the extra time to study. She reads my message, and within 10 minutes goes, no, I like where I'm at. Sorry. I'm looking at my phone crazy, because first off, this isn't even about you. It's about me trying to get my fucking degree and be great. And Winnie does not have my skin tone, so I don't think she would understand the struggles I deal with to begin with. But anyway, there have been police everywhere today. Like, I was trying to go to work, and there were, like, 6 traffic cops on the road. Like, don't you only need one to regulate traffic? I don't get it. Anyway, that's just the area, I guess. But I'm over here looking at my phone crazy, and I'm like, okay, let's talk about a couple things for Winnie. Winnie and I were not that close. In the beginning, when I had to get escorted because I didn't have my work badge, because I have a federal job, so I need a badge to, like, get to my office. She was just, like, really frustrated with me all the time and just wasn't having it. And, like, I would get to work early or on time, and she would be late. She would be late, and it would make me late. So we were kind of just, like, tight at each other all the time, until I got my badge and things kind of relaxed a little bit. And the other day, I had to work outside, and this girl is, like, getting tight with me again. And I'm like, you don't have a right to talk to me that way or look at me that way. Because who do you think you are? Like, just because you've been here longer than me doesn't mean shit. Like, does that make sense to any of you? Like, seniority really doesn't mean shit. Like, in my past job, I had, you know, a supervisor that was working in customer service for a long time, longer than me. But she would literally throw temper tantrums when I tried to call in sick. So, it proved my point. Like, seniority doesn't mean shit. And we're just gonna leave it at that. But listen, I'm gonna repeat what she said. She said, no, I like where I'm at. Girl, what the fuck? It's not even about me. It's the school is requiring me to retake these classes so I can, you know, get back on track. Because, you know, I didn't have a good year, and my GPA shot to hell, but it didn't sound right to me. It didn't sound, reasonable enough for me. If she would have said, oh, sorry, I have a second job at night that I need to get to, I would have been like, okay, that's fine, and then I would have asked June. I was just asking her if she was open to the idea. I wasn't saying, hey, you guys switch shifts with me because, you know, our boss said so. But it's, what the fuck? Like, who talks like that to begin with? Who talks like that? I know who talks like that. And what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm really just not in the mood today. This little girl got me fucked up. Like, if you would have said, oh, I got a second job, I can't work nights, I would have been like, okay, cool. And then I would have found someone else to cover me. Or I could have just, you know, done my homework at work. But then, after I, like, calmed down a little bit, you know, it's, I talked to Trent, and I was like, okay, Winnie said no, so I'm just gonna move on to the next victim, or coworker, I guess. But keep in mind, there are only three people that work my position: Winnie, June, and myself. So outside of them, I can't really find coverage, unless I request to work from home. I don't know, dude. I really don't know, because this shit really got me fucked up. This Negro ran a red light! Oh! And he saw the blue and red lights there, too. Yo! Where do you have to be at 9 o'clock at night, bro? I gotta be home. I don't know where you gotta be at. Running from something or running to something. That's all I gotta say. Shoot. And I talked to June. And I was like, hey, June. I pretty much sent her the same text. I just changed the names. I'm like, hey, June, are you open to switching shifts? I need the time to study, I'm going back to school, you know, this and that. She's like, I would love to, but I got a second job at night that I, you know, I can't switch to, you know? And I'm like, okay, that's fine, I appreciate it. And I was like, oh, here's the thing, I can cover your maternity leave while you're gone. And that would help me, you know, build a routine. And at the very least, help me to get up early enough so I can get all my work done before I leave for work and then go to work, you know? She works mornings for 2 days and then nights for 2 days. And then she has the weekend off. So I'm like, okay, this is a little better than Winnie's schedule, because I know by day three I'm going to be tired as shit and I'm not going to want to go anywhere for at least another couple hours. So, boy, better watch out, son. Don't know where you're going. Get hit by a vehicle. I'm over here ranting. I should really be paying attention. But, that's what really gets me messed up. Like, the fact that you have, okay, not June, but Winnie, this is what has me fucked up, right? The fact that you have the resource to give me the things that I need, because, hello, I'm going to school and working full-time. I'm going to need, and, you know, a schedule that works. Because, I don't like working nights. I really hate it, because we normally end up staying till like 9, 10 o'clock, and I don't like staying up late. I would rather go to bed early and wake up early. That's my deal. So, I would rather wake up at 2 a.m. to go to work at 4 than, you know, wake up at like 9, 10 a.m. and go to work at 12. Because with the traffic and stuff, like, there's at 2 a.m., there's no traffic. Like, nobody is going anywhere at 2 a.m. They're either coming home from the club or they're coming home from work or, you know, they're just doing some activities that I can't say on TV, but, they might have a dick appointment, you never know, so, the shift that I want is 4 a.m. to 12 p.m., and Winnie has that schedule, and she has Mondays and Tuesdays off, which I would like, because Wednesdays and Thursdays, like, in the middle of the week, it's really not it, babe, and I'm so mad at her. I really am. Like, I am beyond angry. Like, why would you say that? You like where you're at? That's selfish. After all the shit that I... What are you honking at, yo? The speed limit is 30 miles an hour. I'm going fucking 30 miles an hour. What more do you want me to do, huh? Want me to run a red light and kill myself? Bitch! Got me messed up. Talk to me again. You want crazy? I'll show you fucking crazy. Stupid bitch. Talk to me then. Yeah. Talk to you with your horn. You feel safe behind that car, huh? I know you feel safe behind that car. You don't want me right now. You don't want me right now. I feel crazy. I don't feel like myself. Okay. Just gotta calm down a little bit. But no, like, I'm so pissed. Because why would you say... Winnie, why the fuck would you tell me that? Why would you tell me that? I mean, at least you were honest. But why would they... I bit my tongue. Why the fuck would you say that? Ugh. I hate it here. Like, this... I don't even want to say it. Because I'm supposed to say kind words. And, you know, be a good person, like God says. But I feel insane right now. Like, y'all don't get it. Like, I'm ready to punch a hole through the wall. Like, I know I'm not going to do it because I'm going to break my hand. Like, the moment it hits the wall, all my bones are broken. And I know I'm not going to be happy about that. So... gonna move on, but I mean, hey, what the hell are you gonna do, you know? But it's like, I hate working nights. Like, I want to switch to mornings. I hate nights. I love the people. Like, don't get me wrong, like, the people that work nights, they're funny as shit, and like, I would love to just spend a day with them outside of work. But, you know, it's... I'm so done. Like, I'm literally... I'm so tired of nights. Because at night, you heard me. Like, people honking at me. People running red lights. Nobody's following the laws here. And I know if I work mornings, like, there's going to be no traffic. I don't have to deal with anything. I can just drive straight to work. I won't have to worry about being late because the speed limit here is 30 miles an hour to 35 miles an hour. It's not fucking cute. Like, crazy. Like, 35 miles an hour when you're in a rush to get to work. Like, I want to go 50, but I fucking can't because of the fucking speed limit. And people are cutting me off. Like, they know that they're breaking the law, and they still do it anyway. What the fuck? Oh, it's just... Okay. You are lucky I got a small-ass car, bitch. You are lucky I got a small-ass car. I'm just gonna drive around the punk-ass... Like, you couldn't just park here, bitch! You couldn't park here! And now, I look crazy trying to back up. Shit, it's just getting ridiculous. I hate working nights. I hate it so much. And I wish I could work mornings. I really don't want to quit this job because it has great benefits, good pay, and good people. Like, it's kind of a dream. You know what I mean? So, this is where I'm at right now. Oh, not reverse. But yeah. And people just make me crazy. Like, I know I'm not crazy, so why are you making me act this way? You know what I mean? Fucking stupid. Like, it's not even about her, and she wants to be like, I like where I'm at. I don't care if you like where you're at, man. If I like where I'm at, and if you need a certain accommodation, I would love to give it to you. It's called sacrifice. You gotta sacrifice something to get something better, like, the nerve of some people. But I'm glad I got at least maternity leave out of it. I'm not having a kid. June is having a kid, and I'm going to cover her maternity leave. So, I'm glad this bitch and I aren't neighbors, because I would have been knocking at her door like, hey, what did you mean by that text? What did you mean by that text? Let me know, because if it doesn't mean what I think it means, then we're going to have to fight. I mean, if it means what I think it means, then square up, because I'm not going to do this with you right now. June's shift has reduced hours. She has 3 days off, while I have 2 days off. I like that. I wish I could work mornings and someone could work nights, you know? Because, like, what if we all worked mornings? Because I hate working nights. Nobody likes to work nights, you know? And I don't know. Bitches be tripping. Let me know what I should do, because I don't know. Should I talk to her about it? I feel like confronting her, because, like, this isn't even about her to begin with. This is about me and getting my degree and doing the best I can to get, you know, to make that possible. Because airport Wi-Fi is ass. Like, I have to pay for the fucking Wi-Fi. And I know it's coming out of my check. So, I'm honestly over it. But, I don't know, man. I know if I stay on nights and I bring my homework to work, I don't know. It's either I'm gonna stay at work even later to finish my actual job, because reading takes me like an entire day just to finish reading, and then on top of that, it's like a whole other thing. And another thing. My training instructor from like the day I got hired, the day I started training, he comes in my office and he's like, "Hey, have you finished your United modules yet?" And I'm like, "No, because I'm busy with this." He's like, "Oh, but you're on TikTok." Yes, I'm on fucking TikTok, sir. 'Cause guess why? I can't fucking focus on the modules because I know if I open a module, 2 seconds later they're gonna be on the radio like, "Oh, can you come out to 18?" Or, "Oh, can you put this in your notes?" Or, "Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you bring a bag of ice to the plane?" You know? They're gonna ask a whole bunch of things from me, and I'm not gonna complete it anyway. And I don't have time at home because I literally wake up, go to work, come home, sleep, and then go back to work. And then on my days off, I don't even really have days off because I'm fucking cleaning, I'm going home to see my family, and that really got on my nerves because, like, yeah, I'm on TikTok because I'm trying to listen on the radio and see if they need anything. Like, my TikTok isn't even on, my phone isn't even, I can't talk, I'm so, anyway. My phone is not at even full volume. It's not even a half, it's like 2 clicks for mute. It's two, like, when you press the volume up button, I press it twice just to hear the fucking video. It's not that loud. I do that so I don't disturb my boss, and I can hear the radio still. And even if I try to hyper focus on the video, I can't because it's not that loud. I just look at the subtitles and I read that while I'm waiting for, something to happen. But he's like, "Oh, you're on TikTok." I'm like, "And? And? Sorry, I don't work outside. If I worked outside, we could have a different conversation, but I don't. I'm sitting here on the computer, and today was a busy day, so this is where we're at." I love my job. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. I love my job more than anything right now. It's just the little things that irk me just a little bit and loosen the screws in my head so I just become slightly unhinged. Just a little bit. And I can't stay poised for any longer. One of these days, I'm gonna be like, "Yeah, I'm on TikTok," because I can't open a module without. Because if I open a module, then I'm gonna have to type like 7 things in my notes. I can't focus on the module, and you want me to give my undivided attention to the module so I actually learn something, and I, can get certified so I can work on the planes again. And frankly, I don't really want to work on the planes. It's just something to do to keep my feet moving, But that's none of my business. What I'm trying to say is that really pissed me off because I was like, "Okay, I'm doing my job. It just doesn't look like it right now. Like, you see all the stuff I have in my notes, and I'm gonna type more, and I can't really do what you're asking me to do because this position is asking me to do something at the same time that you're asking me to do something, and it clashes, Like, I can't give my undivided attention to both things. It's just not possible. So, I would rather be scrolling on my phone, waiting for the radio to go off, and typing in my notes than trying to focus on a module with the volume at full blast, not hearing the radio, then getting in trouble for not hearing what was said on the radio because I was trying to focus on the module. Does that make sense? I'm not trying to be lazy. Like, I have so much going through my head right now that, like, I can't focus on anything. Like, my brother was in the hospital for, like, a week. I couldn't do anything. I felt so bad for him. I just wanted to go home and visit him, but I can't because of COVID. Only mom and dad can visit, which I was so fucking jealous of because I practically raised that kid, man. I practically raised that kid from day one, and they won't let me see him, but they don't understand, and that's fine. That's fine. The oldest sister, or the only sister, for that matter, is basically a second mother. That's it. Like, we just don't breastfeed the kid. That's it. Pause. That was wrong. But, like, we literally do everything that the parent either doesn't understand how to do, that we know how to do, or that they ask us to do. So we're basically like a second parent, but cooler. Or like a third parent, you know? And I gave him a card. I gave it to my mom, and she kind of delivered it to him. And I was like, look for the light in every gray cloud. That's what I wrote to him. And he said it was nice, and it made me really happy, and I think it helped him recover a little bit. At least that's what I like to think. But, yeah, today was just, I don't even want to talk about today. I'm just glad that I can do my homework while at work. I don't want that conniving motherfucker to tell me, oh, but you're on TikTok. Oh, but you're doing this. And I'm still doing my job. What are you doing? You're standing over here breathing down my neck. Get the fuck out of my face. For real. Because you could be doing other things right now, but you're talking to me. And you're telling me that I'm on TikTok. Okay, I'm on TikTok so I can hear the fucking radio. If I put a module on, I want to try and focus on it, and then I can't hear the radio because I have to give my full, undivided attention to this module that you want me to do so bad. I can't do it. I'm too busy. And I work nights. If I worked mornings, then maybe, I could get them done. But guess who doesn't want to switch with me? The fucking bitch that said, no, I like where I'm at. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? I don't care if you like where you're at. You gotta make a sacrifice, man. I would understand if you had a second job, but if it's just for your own selfish purposes, for your own selfish reason, it makes me mad. And I got petty today. I filled out all the morning's information because morning shift wasn't there because apparently she's off. She's off today. And I filled out, like, the morning flight information and, like, one line of, like, crew information. So after I got that text, I was like, you know what? You know what, sister? But you're not really my sister. My fucking enemy right now. I'm gonna delete all your shit. And I did. And I fucking did. And I'll do it again if she wants to say some shit like that. Because that is not fair at all. If she would have asked me to switch to nights so she could, you know, work a job in the morning or something, I would have been like, yeah, of course.
I can do that. That's fine. But no, she wants to just keep that little spot all to herself because, oh, she has so much better things to do. Like, sweetheart, I'm trying to get my degree. Girl, you're not even a sweetheart. You're a fucking bitch, and I don't fucking like you right now. So, if you want to just shut the hell up and give me what I'm asking for, then I wouldn't have to delete all your shit. Simple as that. And it further proves my point, how far I would go for people who wouldn't even take a second look at what I do for them. Like, I would break my back for people, and they wouldn't even lift a finger. That's how shitty people are, and I hate it. I hate realizing that because it just makes me not myself. It makes me angry and it makes me just a little bit crazy. And I don't want to be that way. I want to be a nice girl who doesn't have to deal with these things, but I do. This is my villain origin story, for real. It really is, because, like, who the fuck says, no, I like where I'm at? No. I don't know. Should I talk to her about it? Should I, just work mornings anyway? And, like, go from there? I don't know. I don't know if that'll be allowed, because, like, there are already people for the morning shift, so, like, me being there would just kind of be a nuisance. And they would probably make me work on the plane anyway. So, yeah, no. Guess I gotta stick with plan A, which is bring my homework to work and multitask, which is gonna fry my brain to a crisp, but I know I have to do it because this girl is not willing to make a tiny sacrifice for me. Like, she's still gonna be getting the same hours, just at a different time. Like, we both work full time, so, like, am I the asshole for making this podcast? Should I submit this to Reddit? Like, I don't know. I feel like an asshole for, saying all these things about her, but I'm frustrated and I'm mad because, oh, because she wouldn't say yes. That kind of sounds like me being spoiled. I was not spoiled as a kid. If anything, I was the opposite. But, I'm grateful that I got everything I needed and, just the bare necessities because that's what I needed. But it's not the fact that she said no, just her reasoning behind it. That's what makes me kind of like a whiny little brat, like, oh, why wouldn't she say that? Because people are selfish. Like, why do you want to keep that slot to yourself? Why do you want to wake up at like 2 in the morning just to go to work at 4? I'm doing it. I'm sacrificing my sleep for a degree. I'm just glad June gave me her maternity leave. Because even though it's for like 6 weeks, I'll still have a decent, schedule going on. Shoot. I don't know. Okay. I'll give you guys some updates on when I start working, that maternity leave stint, but other than that, this kind of helped. I ran out of energy, so yeah, my mom called, so I gotta call her back. But thank you for listening to the Sidetracked podcast. Share it with a friend. Post it to Reddit. Am I the Asshole? Whatever you want to do. What? Y'all have a good night. I thank you so much for supporting me. I know I only post every once in a blue moon, but this is, like, the only time I have right now. Like, I actually got off work at a decent time today. Last night I didn't get off till, like, nearly 9, so I'm just over it, and let me know your thoughts on the Sidetracked podcast, all one word, on Instagram. Let me know. Did I misinterpret what she meant, or was it just straightforward and me executing the right reaction? So as far as that one TikTok little sprinkle goes, I'm not even worried about it, because here's the thing. Like, I know what I'm doing, because I do this job all the time. And he comes in my office to tell me that I'm doing something wrong, even though I've been doing this for months. He hasn't done operations at all. Like, all he's done is work on planes and be in classrooms teaching people. So, who is he to tell me what to do? Like, I can't just do what you tell me to do right now, because it's not a good time. Like, when it's a good time, I'll tell you. But just not a good time right now. Gotta wait till things die down, when school starts. Then maybe I can get some stuff done. But otherwise, I can't give you a right answer. So, thank you for supporting me. And these little car rants that I like to do every once in a while. I'll try to post more often, give you updates on the city life. Because I do live in the city now, so I'll just give you some tidbits and experiences. Also, some little life hacks for living here. Number one, if your building has, like, a courtyard and you can exit through that courtyard, if you're running late for work, exit through the courtyard. I swear it saves so much time, because if you're walking from the entrance just around the building, it's not even worth it, because you could get to your car in half the time if you took the courtyard. Trust me. I use it every day. But, yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna call my mom. Say what's up. And, yeah. Talk to you another day. And, see you guys next time. Goodbye. Bye.